What's going on, guys? It's Josh Huggett here, and welcome to yet another episode of the podcast. So much has changed since the last time I recorded. Last episode, we were rebranding. So we started as the Veducated Podcast, and we were rebranding into something a bit more open-ended, where I could talk about more stuff, really. And we rebranded to Who Am I, and that was a bit of a thing. Just to start the rebranding, but I've found my purpose again. So I've been reading a lot. That's a lie, I don't read. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks and podcasts about chasing your passion and finding, you know, finding your true self and who you are and what you should be doing. And everything that I do always comes back to veganism. Doesn't matter what I branch off and try to do. My one true calling, my one true passion is veganism and animal rights and spreading the animal rights message and making sure I can get it as far as possible. So I've rebranded my largest page on Facebook. So I had a, for those of you that don't know a bit about my history, I had a page on Facebook called Anonymous Vegan where I, you know, I didn't show my face. And I posted a lot of controversial material, which helped a lot of people turn vegan themselves, but it also created a lot of negativity and it was just draining having all of these people, you know, hating on you and trying to find out who you are. So that page went a little bit dead for a while. It got to about 35, 36,000 followers on Facebook and then I just left. I burnt out and didn't really chase activism that much. I'm writing a book at the moment for those of you that would like to read it. It will be coming out, but I've rebranded now to Vegan's Advice, which is me. I am the vegan, and this is my advice to you, and it's advice to other vegans, to newbie vegans, to people that have been vegan for 15 years, and maybe they just need a refresher course on what it actually means to be vegan. But I'm also a psychology student and a philosophy student, so I talk a lot in the way of I like to think of why people do certain things and what leads them to make these decisions, like anti-vegan protesters and stuff, what would lead them to make that decision, what's actually going on in their heads. So I'd like to talk more in depth about that sort of stuff as well. So, yeah, that's what's coming up on the podcast. I've got a very special guest today. His name is Taz. That is my dog sitting beneath my feet. You might also hear the birds outside. It's a beautiful spring day, and I can't afford to soundproof my room. So you get to hear all of the background noise. I'm currently recording with my new microphone, and I've got our rat's bed, like bedding, surrounding the microphone, trying to get rid of some of the background noise for you to keep you interested and so you don't get distracted. But yeah, I'm trying. We're working. My dog's playing with one of the rat's balls at the moment. So, Taz, leave that alone, mate. Working on soundproofing the room to make it a more professional environment for you as that comes along. But I also like the raw nature of, you know, recording the growth of the podcast and how we're all growing together. It started as me recording on my iPhone in our spare bedroom. I now have a microphone and I'm sitting at a desk, which is, you know, a big change. So as the podcast grows, you can grow with me. We'll all build this platform together where we can share a positive message about veganism and help people save animals all around the world. So we have a brand new website out, which is vegansadvice.com, V-E-G-A-N-S, advice, A-D-V-I-C-E.com. So it's more of a blog where I'm creating content. So what I've done is found the most common vegan questions that people are asking on Google, and I'm just answering them. I'm creating long-winded, or some short-winded, you know, about 600 to 1,500 word posts about these answers, giving everybody the opportunity to learn about veganism, etc., answering the questions, and hopefully creating a more positive environment. But in today's episode, I forgot to mention, we have some special guests coming up. I am doing an interview with Nathan Hall from Instagram. He's got 3,000 followers. He's a great advocate of raw veganism. He does 30-day raw vegan stints. I'm going on a plant-based podcast soon with a vegan nutritionalist, and he's also going to come on here. So I'm going to be talking to him about vegan nutrition and making sure everybody knows where they can get their nutrition, making sure they're actually getting the right stuff. Can we get our B12 without having to take supplements and eat dirt, etc.? So it's going to be, I'm excited to learn from him, and I'm excited for you to learn from him as well. Yeah, I've got some other special guests coming up, not so vegan related. My friend Alex, who's absolutely fabulous. He is starting a new stage show here at Mary's Poppin, a gay bar here in Adelaide. I'm sure he's going to talk about that. He's just gone meat-free. He's over a month meat-free now, working towards a vegan lifestyle. So it'll be great to talk to him from a completely fresh perspective as well. So that's all coming up on the podcast. Today, I just thought we would talk about what's been going on in the vegan community over the last, well, couple of days. It's been a busy day for vegans everywhere, in Australia. So we have Hungry Jack's here in Australia, which if you're not from Australia, it would be classified as Burger King. They released a vegan burger, and that set the vegan community in Australia into a frenzy. Every single page was posting about it. Every group was filled with people talking about it, sending photos, giving their reviews. And it went a little bit wild here for a couple of days. You couldn't scroll down your Facebook newsfeed without seeing at least 6 posts on this vegan burger. It's had mixed reviews since coming out. The cheese, I'm not sure what cheese they use. I think people are saying it's bio cheese. I'm not really sure. I haven't had it. But apparently the cheese is just shocking, which is nothing new for vegans. We already know that our cheese isn't very tasty. Some of it can be, though. And it comes with a vegan mayo as well. I think they're using Veganaise, which would be nice because Veganaise is one of the best vegan mayos that you can buy. But yes, people have been saying that their meals have been coming out not vegan, with regular mayo and regular cheese and all of the other, you know, arguments that people make against buying fast food from fast food restaurants. However, we here at Vegans Advice think it is a very positive thing. The more that these big fast food chains start to create, you know, vegan meals, the more it's going to hit the mainstream and the more that then smaller restaurants are going to follow as well. It's only, you know, I'm vegan 7.5 years now, about that long. And back then there was nothing. We had chickpea patties at Foodland and that was it. You went to a restaurant, you would get chips, and sometimes you wouldn't even get chips because they were cooked in beef tallow they had beef tallow on them. I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, it's changed so much just in 7 years. We just have to imagine, you know, 10 years in the future. We shouldn't be shooting down these corporations at the moment for trying to incorporate meals for us. I'm sure even when you weren't vegan and you went to Hungry Jack's, McDonald's or any other fast food restaurant, they messed up your meal. So, you know, we got to be a little bit wary. I know I used to work in fast food and you're in such a fast-paced environment. It's so easy to make a simple mistake like picking up the wrong mayo or, you know, putting on the wrong cheese. I'm sure it's all going to be sitting next to each other in their little containers and you're so used to picking up one cheese. It's, you know, it's hard to remember to pick up the second cheese. So let's give them a break is what I'm saying here. Let's give them a break and let them, you know, let it become more mainstream. McDonald's earlier this year was talking about having vegan burgers and they trialed it in some of their restaurants. So it's all positive change. The more that people are talking about it, the more that these businesses are putting the foods on their menus, it's easy for us as well. If you're finished work at, you know, I finish work at 11 o'clock at night. If I'm hungry, I can now go and get a vegan burger from a fast food chain. How, you know, without having just to buy like a bun and some chips and some sauce, or the Burger King burger was already vegan, but, you know, you had to get it without no cheese, no mayo. It was a bit dry, but look at us now. What else has been going on in the vegan community is there has been a vegan, well, an ex-vegan, depending on your, you know, how you see the wording, She broke vegan. Her name is Sierra Jade Radford, which went a little, this is another post that went a little bit crazy in the community. She was a very active vegan in the community. She was also always protesting and advocating for animal rights. And she now has a new partner in life, a new male partner. And she has gone back on her veganism, which, you know, some people do, which isn't good. But she's gone so far the other side that she's now an avid hunter. And she's been posting photos online of her shooting birds and deer and other sorts of things. So that has gotten the community very, very angry. She's in a lot of vegan Facebook groups. Well, she was. I'm pretty sure she'll be getting removed quite quickly. But yeah, some of my friends on Facebook have had, you know, upwards of 500, 600 mutual friends with her because she was that deep in the vegan community that, you know, she had all these friends and now she's gone completely back on her views, and that has sparked a lot of controversy in the community itself. Lots of people are sending some, you know, death threats and other sorts of things towards her, which, you know, definitely isn't necessary. I don't think we should be trying to get her to kill herself or telling her to kill herself. But, yes, it does spark the debate that if you aren't a vegan now, have you ever truly been a vegan? Because a vegan is a lifelong decision. You make a decision, you know, it's a compassionate decision that you make for the rest of your life because you are here to look after the animals. You're here as an advocate for the animals. That's what a vegan is. Does that, it sparks the debate that if you aren't, if you do go back on your views, would you be considered just plant-based for that time that you were meat-free? That's also sparked, you know, lots of people talking about that. A lot of comments, I made a post about it myself, you know, lots of comments like, what a sick fuck, and how could you swing so far the other way, all for dick? No thanks, I'll take my man murder free, which, you know, it's a bit rough, I believe. I'm not really sure, but that's another post that's gone a little bit wild in the vegan community at the moment. What else have we got going on? A woman in the UK, I believe, was served a pizza with just tomato sauce and raw onion as the store ran out of cheese. She ordered a margarita pizza with vegan cheese, which in itself, a margarita pizza is essentially just cheese and a tomato base. She paid $16 for the vegan pizza and was shocked when a shameful meal turned up at her table. Mary Nesbitt Larking had ordered a vegan margarita pizza from a popular UK chain, Pizza Express, when she was told the store had run out of vegan cheese. The starving 26-year-old, I don't think she was actually starving. I think that's a very strong word. I think you could probably just say the hungry 26-year-old, decided to order the meal anyway, but asked for pine nuts to be added to the dish. After an hour-long wait, her pizza was finally served, but it consisted of nothing but a base, tomato sauce, and some raw red onion. And I'm looking at a photo of it now. I will post it up on the Vegans Advice website. So if you go to vegansadvice.com/blog, you will see it there. It's literally just a pizza base with some tomato on top and some raw red onion. It's despicable. You know, I would be ashamed to even send that out to somebody, let alone have somebody pay so much for it. And to add insult to injury, the woman was charged an additional $3 for the pine nuts, which were nowhere to be seen. Ms. Nesbitt Larking recently posted a photo of the sorry-looking meal on Facebook, describing it as a monstrosity. The pizza tasted as bad as it looked, apparently. The vegan food options are amazing, and Pizza Express are incredible. Usually, it was just that one time they failed so epically, she said. It was so awkward because I'd waited over an hour, and at that point, I would have eaten anything as long as it was vegan. It tasted like undercooked flatbread with a tin of tomatoes over it that were really sour and had a raw red onions on top. posting the picture online and making a complaint business, but Larkin contacted Pizza Express. She ended up receiving an apology from the company along with a $90 voucher to be used in store, but not before the chain had been savaged online for its woeful vegan offering. Ms. Nesbitt Larkin's original post, Iona Dorset wrote, "The poor waitress had to serve the embarrassment on a plate." Well, Linda Nimick posted, "How can they have the cheek to serve you this mess of a pizza? I would have refused to have it. This is shameful and disgusting." You know, just as all of these companies are bringing out vegan foods, some already vegan-friendly companies are suffering. And also in the news, IKEA launches the vegan hot dog in Canada in September. International furniture giant IKEA launched a vegan hot dog at its stores across the United States, closely following its European launch. Today, the eagerly awaited veggie hot dog is available in Canada. So that means, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's only a matter of time before it makes its way to Australia. Although I don't really frequent IKEA anymore, but it would also be nice to have a food option. I'm pretty sure the spring rolls there are vegan. But I do remember when I was younger, I used to ride my bike down to IKEA with my friends in my pre-vegan days. We would ride our bikes down there and, you know, get a dollar hot dog each. I'm not sure how much they sell for here, but the vegan hot dog has quickly earned a 95% approval rating from shoppers. After its widespread European launch, 1 million veggie dogs were purchased from IKEA in just 2 months. 1 million veggie dogs in just 2 months. The launch was motivated by a desire to offer healthier, more sustainable meals to IKEA shoppers. Our aim is to provide food options that are healthy, delicious, and good for our planet. And we are so proud to introduce a veggie hot dog. So that's it. That's the news this this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a bit of a different one. I will be coming back next with interviews with other vegans and stuff. And I might make this vegan news a regular occurrence. If you like it, if you're listening on the Anchor program, just hit applause or send me an email at vegansadvice@gmail.com. or at I'm Josh Huggett, HUGGETT, on Instagram, Vegans Advice on Facebook. You can find us. We're at 38,000 likes, almost 39, getting so close to that 40,000 follower mark. But yes, head to vegansadvice.com/blog, and I will post the photos of this pizza, if you can call it that. I look forward to seeing and hearing from you guys soon. So take care of yourself. Think about your food choices. Peace.